أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاء آل فرعون النذر كذبوا بآياتنا كلها فأخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. أكفاركم خير من أولئكم أم لكم براءة في الزبر أم يقولون نحن جميع منتصر. سيهزم الجمع ويولون الدبر بل الساعة موعدهم والساعة أدهى وأمر. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, ولقد جاء آل فرعون النذر. Certainly to the people of Fir'aun the warners had come. كذبوا بآياتنا كلها. Then they had belied all our signs. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. And then we seized them, the seizing of the mighty and the most powerful. From the beginning of the surah to now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about five communities. From Hazrat Lut, from Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, to the people of Aad, to the people of Thamud, the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, and now Fir'aun and his people. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had come to them. They belied, they denied the Anbiya alayhi salam. They denied the signs of Allah, the kitabs of Allah. They denied everything. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Now these five nations were very powerful, very mighty nations. In different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them different power. And now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the Quraysh of Makkah, that they belied our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question, أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ. The unbelievers, the disbelievers amongst you in the people of Makkah, are they better min awliyaikum than those that had come before, the people of the past, insofar as the very many strengths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted? Am lakum bara'atun fi zubur, or in some scripture an emancipation has been written out, a release has been written out, that you will be released from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, those people were destroyed, their punishment had come, they met their day. Now do you think that you are stronger than them? Do you think you are better than them, that you would somewhat escape the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. Or do they say that we are a group of people that have been defended, that have been helped somewhat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or any other forces? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, سَيُهُزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ, that the group will definitely be destroyed, the group will definitely be defeated, that is the people of Makkah. وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ, and then they will turn back on the heels, and of course they will flee. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference, like we find in the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a canopy, in a tent, which was known as Al-Arish, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accompanied by none other then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the battle that will take place. And then in that dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, if this small group of people, 313 sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are destroyed, then you will not be worshipped on this earth ever again. At that time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, He consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he says he heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayah, سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ, that the groups of people, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, will be destroyed, they will be defeated, وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ, and they will turn back on the heels. Thereafter Allah says, بَلِ السَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ وَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَا وَأَمَرُ. This, that was as far as the dunya was concerned. But what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? بَلِ السَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ, the day of Qiyamah, the hour is their promise and their appointed time. That is for the Quraysh, that is for the disbelievers, that is for the believers, and that is for every human being. That is the appointed time. We all speak about our appointments. We all speak about our diaries being filled, but our diaries are not filled with this fact that each one of us will have to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at the time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has appointed us. And then Allah says, وَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَى وَأَمَرْ, and the day of Qiyamah is a greater calamity and it is more bitter. In other words, insofar as the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah is concerned, and hence in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala terminates the discussion with regards to the different nations, with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows that the day of Badr will come, when the defeat will come, and then obviously the day of Qiyamah will also come. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.